Jesus says in the gospel today, if the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. Jesus is telling us beforehand that we're going to be experience certain kinds of persecution, hatred of the world. And we tend to think that this is different in his time than in ours, but I've had many people tell me that once they started practicing their faith, they lost their friends, and they, in particular, their family. The family doesn't talk to them. They've lost their relationships, and not all of them, of course, but many. And I think you and I can say the same too. Especially of our families, we practice our faith. We're not necessarily going to make friends with others. In fact, we're going to alienate certain people just by living our faith, by the conscience that we observe in ourselves, and we tend to be a conscience to others. And that's the design. Our Lord wants it to be that way for us to be a witness to the world. The world wants to live in sin. The world wants to live in pleasures and selfishness. And we do not want that. And so, what is the choice? The choice is we cave into the world. We cave to our relatives. We cave to our friends who want to put that kind of pressure on us. And then we live in that guilt and quinges of conscience. And instead, no, we say no to that. We say yes to Jesus, his ways, peace in our conscience, peace in our heart. And we want to live for our Lord and embrace Jesus. And he will give us that peace and consolation in our heart, not always right away, but he will reward us for being faithful to him. And we have that joy of knowing that we're living the right path, we're doing the right things, we're practicing virtue, we're living for God and not for ourselves or for the world. We're living for our Lord, for heaven, for the truth, and this is our consolation, this is our joy. And we will have certainly friends in the faith who want to live this way as well. We do have our Christian friends, we do have those consolations of our fellow human beings as well, but especially we live for the peace of giving joy to God and serving him, being following him faithfully. This is our quest, this is our joy, and we need to be faithful to this all the days of our life. Expect things to be difficult all the days of our life, and to persevere all the days faithfully, with prayer, with the sacraments. These are the things that will sustain us and make us strong in the faith.